faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman's friends frantically search for him, the Man of Steel faces a desperate fight for sheer survival as a helpless prisoner of his murder-bent enemies.
Say, shh. You want to hide your secret papers? Hide the gang passwords, secret codes, your money that maybe you're saving up for something special? Well, then sit yourself right down and write for that genuine Army money belt Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's the real thing. It has three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones. There's a special flap that folds over the inside and keeps the pocket secret. You can wear this Army belt under your coat or jacket, and you can even sleep with it like lots of GIs did. Remember, this is the real thing, a genuine Army money belt in GI khaki color with a full-size buckle. It's adjustable so it'll fit you slick, and it's the genuine article. GIs paid a dollar for it, but all you do is to mail 10 cents, one box stop from a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? You send one dime and one box stop from Kellogg's Pep along with your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States. Don't put it off. Don't miss out. Send in your order today. Get your genuine Army belt with the three secret compartments from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. Although Superman lost his memory and, believing his name was Bud Smith, became a famous professional baseball player, Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician who brought on Superman's amnesia by feeding him liquid kryptonite, was deeply worried. Fearing that the Man of Steel might recover his memory and seek vengeance, Latimer laid plans to abduct him and complete the destruction of his mind and body. Following a night baseball game in Metropolis, Bud Smith, or Superman, mysteriously disappeared. And as we continue a short time later, Private Detective Candy Myers, who suspects that Bud Smith is his friend Clark Kent, the missing Daily Planet reporter, has sought the aid of the famous Batman, the only person in the world who is aware that Superman and Clark Kent are one and the same man. Listen.
You say you and Miss Lane and Jim Olsen searched the ballpark thoroughly, Candy?
Every inch of it, Batman, and so did the police. But no Bud Smith.
What do you suppose happened to him?
I don't know. When last seen, he was walking across the diamond to the clubhouse after the game. And the lights went out.
The lights went out?
Yeah. And when they came on again, he disappeared.
Holy smokes.
And those lights weren't turned out by accident either.
Are you sure, Candy?
Positive. I checked with the park electrician who says he didn't turn them out. I checked up on him, too. And found out that he was watching the last inning from the clubhouse window. The Titans trainer.
I see. Well, isn't it possible that maybe a fuse might have blown out?
No fuse blew out. Nothing was wrong in the power station. I checked that, too. Somebody deliberately turned out those lights. And me, I've got an idea who that somebody is.
Really? Who?
Well, I found out that two guys showed up in the park superintendent's office about the seventh inning. They said they were from the city building commissioner's office, and they had cards and papers to prove it.
Uh-oh.
They said they had orders to inspect the place, and the superintendent gave them his keys.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, I figure they got into the electrician's control room and pulled the master switch.
Why, of course. Did you check with the commissioner's office?
Sure. But the commissioner says he never issued the inspection order and insists he knows nothing about it. But, you know who he is, don't you?
Well, no, I don't think so.
A guy named Lacey, a cheap, ward-healing politician who was appointed by the party boss, which means by Big George Latimer.
Latimer? You mean you think he's behind
it? Right. I figure Latimer's the guy who ordered the lights turned out in the ballpark tonight, just so his gorillas could grab Bud Smith.
But wait a minute, Candy. That's a serious accusation.
I know that, but Latimer was seen at the game tonight in a box with half a dozen of his muscle men. And everybody knows Big George Latimer isn't a baseball fan.
Well, that proves nothing. After all, why should Latimer abduct Smith?
Because if I'm right, and Smith is Clark Kent...
Clark Kent? What are you talking about?
Oh, I forgot. You've been out of town.
Yes, Robin and I have been hunting for Superman, and Clark Kent, too, but, what's this about the great pitcher, Bud Smith, being Kent?
Well, he's a dead ringer for Kent. Eyes, hair, features, build, the way he moves, everything.
No kidding.
The only thing different is his voice. But Miss Lane figures whatever made him lose his memory, like a bad shock, maybe, might have affected his voice.
Wait, Kenty. You say this fellow Smith lost his memory?
Miss Lane thinks so, because Smith told her he wasn't sure his name was Smith. And he was starting to tell her he couldn't remember anything that happened more than a month ago when they were interrupted.
Great Scott, that fits in perfectly.
Fits in? What do you mean?
Somehow, Kent must have gotten away from Latimer last month, suffering from amnesia. Now he turns up in Metropolis as a great ball player. Latimer recognizes him...
And grabs him before he can recover his memory and tell the police what Latimer did with Superman.
Well, yes, in a way...
That must be it. Didn't you say Latimer had the kryptonite and he used it to weaken Superman and take him away someplace?
Yes, that's right,
and
but...
And he grabbed Kent, too, on account of Kent knew all about it.
Well, yes. Now, look, Andy. Latimer lives in Metropolis Heights, right near the ballpark. I think what we'd better do is contact Inspector Henderson and get a search warrant.
Save your breath, Batman. I already tried that.
You did?
Yeah, and Henderson said he let you and Robin talk him into searching Latimer's house once last month for Superman. And Latimer almost got him fired because of that.
I know, but
so
this
Henderson
is
a... said he isn't sticking his neck out again. What's more, he says for his money, Smith was grabbed by gamblers who had bet against the Titans winning the pennant, or by kidnappers who want a big ransom from the Titans.
Rubbish.
And he says so far as the possibility of Smith being Kent is concerned, that's a joke. Kent couldn't pitch a beanbag, let alone a baseball.
That's what he thinks. All right, then. Robin and I will have to work alone.
Correction, please. Robin and you and me.
No, no, Candy. If you cross Henderson, it might cost you your private detective's license.
I'll take that chance. Kent's my friend, and I'm sure Latimer's got him. Well, come on. We'll go out to his house right now.
Okay, then. Robin's asleep upstairs. I'll wake him and we'll get going. Well, here we are. Okay, Robin. Candy, pile out.
Okay, let's go.
Look, Batman, we're not just going to ring Latimer's bell and tell him we want Bud Smith, are we?
We might say Smith forgot his baseball glove and we're bringing it to him. But I don't think we will, Robin. Come on.
Oh, wait, will you? When we were here before, the joint was jumping with gunmen.
Really? Ring the bell, will you, Candy?
It'll be a pleasure.
I don't get it, Batman. You don't usually lead with your chin.
Look, chum, with Superman, with Clark Kent in danger, we better do everything we can to find him before Latimer can do anything else to him. Gunman or no gunman, check?
If you put it that way, check. I've been itching for another go with Latimer's guerrillas anyhow.
Good, now you're talking. Ring again, Candy.
Right.
Wait, somebody's coming. Set you two.
I'm all set.
So am I.
Yes.
I'll take him. Sorry to be rude, friend, but a man's life is at stake. Come on, Robin. Get your rope and truss him up.
I'll have him all set for the market in 10 seconds, Flat. Now, you gag him.
Okay.
Hurry, you guys, before somebody else shows up.
Come on, step on it, Robin.
One hitch here, and another one there. That does it.
Nice going. Now, hold it.
It's awful quiet in here.
It's a little too quiet, I'm thinking. Our playmates are probably upstairs where they were the last time. Standing by with their arsenal all set.
Maybe. Here's what we find out. Let's go.
Nobody in this room, Batman.
Or in this one. We've searched the whole floor.
There's another floor, one flight up. Come on. And keep your eyes peeled.
Nobody on this floor either. That leaves only the basement.
All right. We'll have a look at that. Let's go.
Nobody down here. Looks as if we've drawn a blank, Batman.
It sure does, Robin. Latimer and his boys must have taken Kent someplace else tonight.
Figures all right, but where?
Yeah, where?
Deeply disappointed, Robin and Candy Myers look to Batman, who can only shrug helplessly. Where is Clark Kent? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
It's the genuine article. It's the real thing. It's a United States Army money belt, and it's offered to you while the supply lasts by Kellogg's Pep, so that you can carry your valuables in secret, just as the GIs did. This Army money belt has 3 secret pockets that'll hold private notes and letters, your secret club codes and ciphers, your allowance money.
There's one large pocket, two smaller ones, covered with a special kind of flap that folds over on the inside and conceals the pockets. Great for camping trips and hikes. It's exactly the same money belt that GIs wore, in real khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable so it's sure to fit you. Don't miss out. Send for yours today. Although GIs paid a dollar for theirs, you can get yours for only 10 cents and a box top from that package of those crisp whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep. Send 10 cents and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that. You mail one dime and one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States. Today, right now, send for your genuine Army belt. And every day, eat P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As Batman, Robin, and Candy Myers search Big George Latimer's house for Clark Kent, the Man of Steel, still wearing the baseball uniform of Bud Smith, lies on a couch in a room in a small bungalow. On a table 2 feet away rests the jagged piece of green glowing kryptonite, which, torn from the exploded planet on which Superman was born, here in the atmosphere of Earth robs him of all his great strength and curious powers when brought within 10 feet of him. Near the couch stands Big George Latimer with Dr. Marsh, the former Nazi concentration camp physician, who carefully measures drops of a colorless solution into a glass of milk, both of them enjoying Superman's weakened condition.
Why have you brought me here? Why can't I move?
Be quiet, Chew. Got to hurry, Marsh. Every police officer in the city is looking for Bud Smith.
I am as anxious as you are to have this over, Mr. Latimer. Should the police find him here in my house and discover he is Superman, I am as good as dead.
That goes for both of us.
Strength.
Look, how long is this going to take?
I told you, 6 drops of liquefied kryptonite every 2 hours for 24 hours.
That'll finish him.
It will permanently block off a portion of his brain for the rest of his life, and his body will be considerably weakened.
Are you sure of that?
Of course. Did you not see how he lost his memory after only 2 doses of the kryptonite?
Yes, but
tomorrow night at this time, he will be, as I say it, a mental and physical wreck. You can turn him loose in the streets and never have to worry that he will remember what happened or who he is or that he will be able to harm
him. What happened to
Wonderful.
Me.
And remember what I promised, Marsh.
Please.
This works. That $10,000 a year job in the health department is yours.
It will work.
Come
now, it is time for treatment. And soon, tomorrow night at this time, we will see the end of Superman.
His owl-like eyes gleaming behind his thick-lensed spectacles, Dr. Marsh takes up the glass of milk in which the deadly kryptonite has been dissolved and advances on the helpless Superman. Is Dr. Marsh right? Is this truly the end of Superman? Batman, Robin, and Candy Myers are certain that Bud Smith is in Latimer's hands, but they have no idea where. How can they find him before the fatal 24 hours are gone? There are thrills ahead and an exciting new development in tomorrow's episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Vacation days. Man, that's crumbles weather. Extra playtime means that you need the energy a real whole wheat cereal can give you. So wrap yourself around a bowl full of Kellogg's Crumbles. Those crinkly shreds of sweet and mellow-rich whole wheat, cool and fresh and breezy-tasting in cool milk. Mm-mm. A dish full of those Kellogg's Crumbles sprinkled with ripe red chilled berries and swimming to the brim in cool milk. Good? Terrific. You bet you're in for a prize dish with crisp, crunchy, crinkly Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.